Well, Kenny's injured, so he wasn't going to be able to play again for us. Fractured a bone in his hand, so Kenny and the club came to an agreement on his contract. You know, he couldn't do anything here, so not a lot he could do with that, so it made sense. Regards Andrew Wright, you know, he had a couple of little niggles while he was here. We had a chat with him before the Gateshead game, after the Darlington game, where we thought he looked a little bit tired, hasn't played much football. And then we had an upturn in results and performances. So we had a chat with him, and he decided it was probably best for his future that he went back to Scunny. And, you know, we were happy for him to do that. You know, with Andy Thanodge and Churchy and Craig Disley and Frankie being in there, he's probably going to be a tough one to change around.
What's the situation with Michael Coulson and his contract at the minute?
There isn't a situation. He's been made an offer, and we're waiting for Michael to come back with his decision. The offer's been put in front of him from the football club, so it's now down to Michael as to whether he wants to be at a football club. That's the situation.
There's a report in the paper today saying that he's been given a deadline of tomorrow?
Yeah, he's been given a deadline. That's the same with everybody's contract. It's been on the table for a number of weeks. We'll do the same with everybody else that we offer re-engagement terms to. There'll be a two-week period where they're offered the time to either sign it or go elsewhere. We can't hang around for everybody forever. We have to have targets for those positions. If players don't want to be here, we need to get other players in. Likewise, if they want to be here, we can move on for another area of the pitch. So you can't just leave it open-ended forever. It has to be a decision made, and we want people that want to play for Grimsby Town, and that's why it's not as if we're giving him 3 days. He's had probably 6 weeks, 7 weeks, so it's not a short-term thing for Coulo. The offer was put on the table a while ago. So that said, we've still got an option on the player anyway. So, you know, that's by the by, really. So, but his situation is no different to anybody else's. There's nobody exclusive at this football club. They'll get an offer or they won't get an offer. If they get the offer, they'll have a time frame to answer that in. If they don't answer it, we'll take it that they don't want to be here.
You mentioned an option. Does that include if you offer reduced terms?
It's not reduced terms. It's a longer period of contract, 2 years.
So there's no reduced terms offer? In other words, it's a...
How can it be reduced terms? Unless we reduce it that much, that he's going to get the same over a year than he would over 2 years.
So are you taking up that option? Is that what you're saying? I don't really follow what you're saying.
Well, what I'm saying is we've made him an offer. We're waiting for Coulo to come back with a decision.
Okay. What's the situation with the players? Have you made any decisions on them as yet?
Yeah.
Anything you can tell us about?
No.
Okay. How soon do you expect things to be sorted out?
At the end of the season. Got 2 games left. It may be that we pulled the odd player before that, but... last game's on the Saturday. We'll tell the players on the Monday. They'll be coming in for a one-to-one meeting with Paul and myself, and they'll either be told whether they're going to be offered new contracts or whether they're going to be not given another contract at the football club. Even those that have got contracts for next year will be seeing us as regards to what we require from them during the close season and how we feel their season's gone and how we feel we'd like them to come back in next season. So everybody will be having a meeting with us. It won't be a long, drawn-out process. It will be within 48 hours of the last game of the season that everybody will know, maybe some of those before.